Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for tuning in for another video this week. The title of the video is The Most Shocking Bedroom Complaint I've Ever Heard. And sometimes I have to title things that way to get you to watch a video. Now I'm going to tell you what the most shocking bedroom complaint is that I have ever heard. But I want to tell you it's about a very serious topic. The reason I get put this title on the video is so you will listen to the message after I tell you what the most shocking bedroom complaint is that I've ever heard. The most shocking bedroom complaint that I've ever heard came from a woman who was lurking around on my YouTube channel. She's watching a bunch of the stuff that we talk about. And she sent me an email going, I really like your stuff. I like what you're teaching guys. But you know, the thing that you guys don't seem to get is that we just want to feel like you get us. We want to feel like we're valued, like you see us, you hear us, you understand us. And what she's talking about is the idea of presence, just being present. A woman really likes to feel like somebody is listening and gets her and sees her and understands her. And I know you're saying right now, well, yeah, I do too. Of course you do. So this is the message. She wants exactly what you want. But I want to tell you about the complaint because it points to something us guys do all the time. And I do too. I'm not here to lecture you. Remember, I make videos for myself. Here it is. She emailed me and said, I truly, honestly believe if I had the ability to remove both of my breasts and my vagina and leave all three there in the bed, I could go make a cup of coffee and read a book and he would never know I left the bedroom. That's the most shocking bedroom complaint I've ever heard. She was serious. And she went on to explain in the email, what I'm saying is that his attention is so much on the physical act, on the anatomy of sexuality, the performance of sexuality. He was so into the touching aspect of sexuality that she felt like her heart and her mind and her spirit were totally disregarded. She wasn't seen, she wasn't heard, she wasn't valued. She didn't feel like she mattered, so she could have just taken those parts off, left them with him, and go get a cup of coffee. I know it's kind of funny to imagine because the visual is kind of freaky. But here's the point, we do this all the time. We let our attention get diverted. Oh, a squirrel, oh, a bird, oh, something happened. We're always getting our attention diverted. And these days, it's even worse with social media and the freaking phone thing. I was at dinner with a friend the other night, and we both left our phones in the car, and we laughed how cool it was. We talked about a study recently that says if you leave your phone on the table, even if it's upside down, your eyeballs are kind of checking out the phone while you're trying to have a conversation with somebody. How would you feel if I'm here talking to you on this video, looking you right in the eye, and every few minutes, I just kind of left the conversation and I just kind of went somewhere else because something has got my attention. Something else seems more important to me. And I'm half in and half out. Women tell me that is the most obnoxious and the most unsexy thing in the world that can happen in the bedroom or out of the bedroom is when a man's attention starts to go other places other than making her feel like she matters. Like she's valued, like she is seen and heard and understood. And the thing is, us guys like that too. This video, it's just you and me here right now, right? You're watching this on your phone or your iPad or whatever, and I'm sitting here with my phone. We're just talking. I'm looking at you in the eye. You're listening. If you could talk back, I would listen back, just like at dinner the other night with my buddy. We just got to talk and listen and take turns sharing, and we felt like we mattered, like somebody cared. It's really as simple as it is, but it's complex as hell because we get distracted by everything. Now in the bedroom, it's a very different thing because we have this biology that we think is making us focus on the anatomy, right? The anatomy of a woman. We go into performance mode and we lose our mind in the physicality of it, forgetting that there is a human spirit, a soul, a mind, and a heart that wants to feel connection, which is the deepest sexuality I think we'll ever experience, is when we can enjoy both the physical and spiritual aspects of lovemaking. So the biggest complaint and the most shocking complaint I've ever gotten is that I could leave my sex organs in the bed and go get a cup of coffee. I wanted to tell that to you in this video to make you grin, make you feel cringy a little bit, and make you realize that, yeah, sometimes I do that. So what can you do differently? And that's what I want to give you in this video. Slow down. This is what you can do differently. You might even tell her that joke if she's the kind of woman who appreciates that kind of that joke or the story about the woman who said that. Tell her you get it. Tell her you're sorry if you ever made her feel that way. Tell her what you're learning is about presence, about being there, connecting to somebody's heart and their mind and their spirit in addition to their anatomical parts. And that it's not unusual. You're not alone. There are millions of us brothers out who have been raised in a way to totally focus on the physicality of everything. Physicality in sports, physicality in weight training, physicality in competition, physicality in the sexuality. We're very physical beings. And most guys' love language, that is when they feel most love, is physical touch. First runner up is words of affirmation. Us guys like to be told that we're nice and that people like us, and we also like touch. But an insecure, an unhealthy, or an immature man is totally centered on physical touch and words of affirmation. He's trying to get as much as he can, and he totally forgets that being in relationship is as much about giving as it is getting. So give your attention, give your intention, give your connection, give your time. Pay attention to things in the heart and the spirit and the mind. Slow down. I hope this advice works for you. Just for the next 7 days, give it a shot with everybody you talk to. It doesn't matter who they are, how old or young. And if you find yourself in the bedroom, really, really focus on slowing down and connecting with her heart. Hope that helps you, brother. Have a great day. Bye-bye.